So we're talking about relationships, healthy relationships. But the basic key to good personal relationships is first and foremost to take care of oneself. And to value oneself, one can only be to others to the extent that one can be to oneself. So a lot of successful relationships is just based on self-esteem, self-love, and the first thing we have to do is find the self, and we need to find the big self. I'd like to just read you a beautiful quote from a book called Good Company, and this was written by His Holiness Shantanand Saraswati, who was a Shankaracharya of Jyotirmath, just like Maharishi's master Gurudev was. And this is a very, very good illustration of this point. There were 10 men sitting on the Ganges bank, and they decided to swim across to the other side. On the way, they got a little nervous because the current was so strong. So when they came to the other side, they began to count heads. They counted up, and to their horror, they found there were always only 9. Whoever counted, the answer was always only 9. And they almost began to prepare for the funeral. But of course, the 10th man was always himself, the man who was counting, always forgotten and not counted. So always it starts with the self. And if we want to know if we have good relationships, the purpose of relationships is to provide bliss and vibrant health, simultaneously within ourselves and within others. So you can tell if it's a healthy, healing, and evolutionary relationship if it's nourishing, if it creates a wave of bliss. We can draw a very powerful healing influence through choosing interactions that heal by creating wholeness. So if we want to work on a particular relationship, it makes good sense first to work within ourselves. And this is a very nice quote from A Woman's Best Medicine, Ayurvedic book. It's for men and women, the principles. We need to reawaken the source of love within our own hearts by accessing the unifying resource of love and bringing it to the friendship table. Without it, our sense of being separate can never be resolved. You can be in any number of relationships and be really lonely. So without that, our sense of being separate can never be resolved. With it, our sense of being united can never really disappear. So that's the highest goal of all relationships, to cultivate the experience of unity with and within each person that we love. So relationships need to be based on fullness, not on need. The moment there's a need, then it's not going to be a very healthy relationship. Reading again from Good Company, true love has no motive. It's all forgiving to the beloved. The whole life becomes a service so that the beloved may be pleased. If there happens to be any difficulty of time and space or meeting between the two, true love doesn't diminish or lessen it. In fact, it rather increases. The other love, which also works through emotion, is used only for the achievement of certain results. And then if the result is not forthcoming, then this love turns into bitterness and anger. Thus, one can see that if love turns negative, it is impure love. If no tension arises and devotion is always flowing, then one can say it's pure love. We also spoke a little bit about the kinds of company we should seek in order for our relationships to be life-supporting our growth and our bliss. This is a nice quote from Yogananda, who actually wrote Autobiography of a Yogi. He said, "It's difficult to be near a fragrant rose or an ill-odored skunk without being affected by it. So it's better to be associated only with human roses." So we should choose carefully our relationships, who we want to be with, because preferably prefer not to be with skunks. When we're suffering, we should know that it's pragyaparad. Pragyaparad means the mistake of the intellect. It means at that moment I've forgotten who I am. And that's when I lose who I am, I lose myself, then I begin to suffer, and I begin to suffer in a relationship. One thing we have, I think that one of the greatest gifts that TM has, and we'll hear that on the Maharishi's tape, is to return to us our true sense of self, to help us heal from a fractured sense of self. And so we always have, if we have, you know, negative feelings of pain or emotion, we know as TMers the body feeling technique, and we can always work with that and know in our minds, which is, it's an intellectual technique. Pragyaparad is an intellectual technique that at this moment I have forgotten who I am, and if I need to, rather than act out my sense of negativity, I can always resort to the body feeling technique. Another very useful tip to remember, really, is that in regards to our health, because our emotions are based on health and our health are based on emotions. So if we have enough, you know, wounded emotions, we're going to suffer in terms of our health. But in order to have healthy emotions, we need to take care of ourselves. So we do need to attend to our rest and our exercise and our diet and our health, because then we're obviously going to be able to bring more to the friendship table and to the relationship table. I'll just read you quickly from The Science of Being and The Art of Living a few points, and then we'll finish off by talking about some of the Ayurvedic body types and their emotional characteristics. This is some very good advice from The Science of Being and Art of Living, which is Maharishi's book, on conducting good relationships. If you're open with a person, they'll be open with you. If you want love from someone, then give love to them. If you want kind and sympathetic behavior from someone, then be kind and sympathetic to them. If you want comfort, prove yourself comforting. And if you want admiration, do something to show your admiration for them. If you are sincere in the giving, you receive many times over. You react to someone in a certain way, and he or she in turn reacts to you. If he does not react to you, then nature will bring the reaction indirectly. Like if you hurt someone, even if he himself does not react, other agencies of nature will bring you the reaction. And if someone is jealous of you, you'll find when you search your heart that you have been jealous of them, or you've been jealous of somebody else in the past. So, when you forgive, then all nature enjoys your brilliance and returns joy to you. And I think it's good to know that forgiveness and happiness are synonymous. To the extent that we can be forgiving, we can be also happy. Let's talk for a moment about the various body types. We touched on it briefly, but Ayurveda talks about three main body types. There's seven constitutional types that we all have, an individual psychophysiological constitutional type. We can see, for example, that some people hate cold, some people hate heat, some people, can look at a chocolate cake and put on weight, and someone can eat 10 chocolate cakes and lose weight. It's good to understand what your body type is. But emotionally, it's very helpful to understand what your body type is and what other people's body types are, those people you work with and live with. So the Vata body type is the kind of person that generally tends to be slim, thin, very quick, picks up quickly, forgets quickly, very creative. And the Pitta body type is the leader, the entrepreneur, moderate build, hates the heat, can't skip meals very easily. And the Kapha body type tends to be slightly bigger build, doesn't have to be overweight, and tends to prefer to do things more slowly, very patient person, tolerant person, and doesn't particularly want to be a leader. Now, if we take a look, you can go and read up about the body types more if it interests you, but if we just want to look briefly, because this is a very short recording, Vatas tend to be anxious and worried if they are in any way under the weather. They tend to be the worriers. They can get depressed, but it's an anxious depression. And they also very much need nurturing. They love to be nurtured, loved, babied. Pittas, if they are under the weather, tend to get irritable and angry. And in terms of their relationships, they like romantic love. Even if you've been with a pitta for 40 years, you still bring roses, you still have candlelight dinners. They're more like that. And they like to be leaders. You don't tell a pitta what to do. You never tell a pitta what to do. You just suggest something. And a cuff person is a very loving and affectionate person. If they are imbalanced, they become deeply depressed. They can, that's that heavy, turned in on yourself kind of depression. And with cuff people, they don't like to lead. And if you're looking at like a work team, if you want creativity, you're going to put in Vatas, because Vatas are the ones, the ideas people, but they never ever complete. So if the whole team is Vata, you're going to have 100 very creative ideas and nothing's ever happening with them. You need to combine them with the Pittas, who will then take those ideas to completion. Now, Pittas have to be careful because they can be very impatient with people like Vatas, who don't take things to completion and are sort of going in 100 directions, or very impatient with cuff people because they think that they are slow and not delivering. The cuff people tend to be thorough. In the end, they always deliver. They don't like to be under time pressure. So you have to think about what kind of working team you want. Very often the cuff people are good administrators. They don't need to necessarily be in the limelight, but they don't want to be under pressure. You wouldn't necessarily put a cuff person there for a salesperson, but you might like them to be there to handle difficult customers, for example, because they will be patient, they won't get ruffled. When you think about the types together, Vata and Kaf go very well emotionally because Vatas love to be loved and Kaf people just pour this love out. But the love can be a little possessive, so it can drive Pitta people crazy who like actually to be a little more independent. So we spoke about this in a lot more detail, and of course there's a lot more to speak about, but this is just giving you a taste of some of the points we covered last night, because you couldn't come. And then the main thing was Maharishi's tape, about a 20-minute tape, beautiful, beautiful tape, where he spoke about coming back to the self, and then it's only really when you are in touch with the big self that you can have very, very successful relationships, because one really can only be to others to the extent that one can be to oneself. And that particular tape is, in fact, on sale. It's one of the few tapes that we do have that can be purchased from the center. Thank you.